Good evening. This is Peter Hammond in the studio for Salt and Light, and we are in the middle of the Great Commission course. We have participants that have come from far and wide, and tonight giving them an opportunity to communicate what the Lord has put in their heart. Corinne Free, welcome. What has God put in your heart for us?
I'd like to share a lesson that the Lord taught me during this course. It was Thursday and Friday, the 17th and the 16th, we went to Belleville South, and we joined the Reformed Faith Mission to go and evangelizing from door to door and going out on the streets and playing with the little kids in the park. And Belleville South is a very poor, broken, and crime-ridden area. And as I walked and evangelized through the neighborhood, I saw a lot of lost, hurting, and broken people. And I saw a lot of children that I knew that was not from, like, happy homes. But then I realized something. I realized that my heart was not really breaking for these people. I did not have the love that I knew I should have had for these people, and I knew that the Lord wanted me to have for these people. I saw the prostitutes and drug dealers and drunkards, and in a way I thought that these people really need a big miracle to save them. But I was not really comprehending the seriousness of the situation that they really are in, till the Lord had to show me something that really woke me up. He showed me that before I was saved, I was just like these people. I was just as lost as the prostitute, and I was just as lost as the drug dealer on the streets. The same sin that led them to become like they were was in my heart, and that is what the Lord had to save me from. The big miracle that I thought had to happen in their lives happened in my life. I was just like them, and if it had not been for Jesus, then I would have maybe ended up just like them. My eyes opened, and I saw them through my eyes in the way that Jesus wanted me to see them. I saw people who was just like I was, going to hell without Jesus. As I held the little girl in my arm, the thought really struck me, and I think my eyes really opened at that moment, and I realized this little girl is going to hell if she doesn't accept the Lord. And I realized how lightly I'd been taking the gift of salvation in my life. The Lord had to show me these people, to show me what I would have been without him, lost and broken and without hope. I had to realize the greatness of the gift I'd received through Jesus' death on the cross before I could love these people like Jesus did. I pray that the Lord will continue changing me to see myself and others through his eyes, and that he will continue showing me who he is and how he wants me to be.
Amen. Thank you. Well, the love of God constrains us when we recognize that one died for all. Christine Faree, thank you so very much for joining us in the Great Commission course. What would you like to communicate with our listeners in Radio Tiger Group?
Baie dankie. Ek sal graag met jou wil deel hoe ek op hierdie kursus gekom het. Laas jaar in die middel van die jaar het my sussie vir my gevra of ek na hierdie kursus toe wil gaan, en ek het gesê nee, ek wil nie, want ek was baie bang om met vreemde mense te praat, en ek is 'n baie skaam persoon met vreemde mense en wat nog te sê van om vir hulle te vertel van die evangelie. So toe sê ek nee, ek wil nie gaan nie. Maar toe sê ek, as die Here vir my regtig wys ek moet gaan, dan sal ek gaan. Al wil ek nie regtig gaan nie. Ek sal oop wees vir as die Here vir my wys ek moet gaan. So toe het ek een aand stilte tyd gehou, en die Here het met my gepraat, en hy het na my gedagte gebring 'n stuk in die Bybel van Exodus 3 van vers 10. Waar daar staan, gaan dan nou heen. En ek het geweet die Here praat met my om na die kursus toe te kom, want hy sal my help. En hy het gesê hy sal met my wees. En Exodus 4 vers 10 tot 12 sê, toe sê Moses aan die Here, ag Here, ek is nie 'n man van woorde nie, van gister of van eergister, of van dat u met die knegt gespreek het nie, want ek is swaar van mond en swaar van tong. En die Here antwoord hom, weet vir die mens die mond gemaak, of wie maak stom of doof, of siende of blind? Is dit nie ek die Here nie? Gaan dan nou heen, en ek sal met jou mond wees, en jou leer wat jy moet sê. En ek het geweet toe ek hierdie stuk lees, dat die Here sal met my wees, al weet ek nie wat om altyd te sê nie, hy sal vir my wys wat om te sê, want hy het my mond gemaak en vir my, hy sal vir my wys wat om te sê. En vers 13 staande dan, het Moses weer gesê, ag Here, stuur toch deur wie u wil stuur. En toe ontvlam die toren van die Here teen Moses. En ek wou nie gehad het dat die toren van die Here teen my moet ontvlam nie, so toe sê ek, ek sal gaan. So, nou is ek op die kursus en ek is baie bly, ek het baie goed geleer en die Here het waarlik my gewys, as ek met ander mense praat met die evangelie, wat om vir hulle te sê. So ek is baie dankbaar dat ek hier kan wees.
Baie dankie. The will of God will never lead you, where the grace of God cannot keep you. Next we have Ray Grazer. Ray, what has God put in your heart for tonight?
Well, first and foremost, I'd just like to say I'm very grateful to be here tonight, and I'd just like to share with you a recent experience I had as part of this course. We had to do an outreach to the place called Bavel South. And just seeing all the people there, it's really heartbreaking, actually. Many of them struggling with sin, drugs and prostitution, all these things, and many of the kids living in poverty. And it kind of reminds me of myself in a way, before I was born again. And, well, despite the fact that I was born to a Christian family, it didn't necessarily mean I was saved. I really struggled with sin, and I was attracted to many of the vile things of the world. But God showed me, and I now know that, as it says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, you must be changed by the renewal of your mind. And, yeah, I'd just like to share a piece of passage with you, and referring back to scripture, I'd just like to read Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 25 to 27. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness, and from all your idols I'll cleanse you, and I'll give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and be careful to obey my rules. And I now know that, although there are many, many things that are required of us, we all should know that it is ultimately God that can only save us, and that it is through His grace that we can have assurance of salvation, that He sent His Son down to die for us, and all that. And, yeah, I've had a lot of good experiences while on this course. It's not my first time doing it, and it is highly recommended for anyone who wants to learn more about what it's like to live like a missionary, to get up early in the morning, do PT, and to be well-disciplined with all these lectures and all that. And, yeah, well, it's good to be here. Thank you.
A new life to start, a new start in life.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ray. And next, we have Rihanna Neravin, and you've come all the way from Pretoria. Rihanna, what would you like to say to our listeners tonight?
Well, I'd like to share my testimony and basically how I ended up here at the GCC course. So I grew up in a Christian community, and my parents always taught me that everything that I do should be to the honor of God. And I thought that I was doing pretty well, that I was being a good Christian, because I attended church every Sunday, I went to Bible studies, I did catechism. People always told my parents that I was obedient and well-mannered, so I was thinking, wow, I'm doing a great job. But slowly I began to feel very far away from God. It felt that I couldn't pray. I felt as if I was praying up against the ceiling and was just not reaching any further. I didn't know what to believe or how to believe. And I was thinking, I know all these things about the Bible, I mean, the knowledge, but how do I apply it to my life? How do I believe? How can I get rid of sin? And it came to a point where I didn't pray anymore, because I felt too sinful and estranged from God's word. I felt depressed and pulled away from family and friends even. And things didn't get any better, obviously, it just got worse, and I didn't know how to handle that. And in October last year, our church had its annual youth camp, and the day before I was still actually deciding whether I wanted to go or not, because on the one side I was thinking, oh, maybe this is the chance to get right with God. And then the other side, I was thinking, well, I'm not really in the mood for connecting with people of the church and doing Bible studies and all things like that. But I eventually decided to go to the camp, and it was presented with a very different viewpoint than I was used to. And the main theme was basically having a worldview that is radically for Christ. So it was basically that saying something is either for God or against God. There's no gray areas. And when I realized that, it made a huge impact. That night I was walking around in the garden and I was thinking, how can I be saved? How can I get rid of my sin? And then I realized the problem. I was thinking, how can I get rid of my sin? But I'm too weak and pathetic to do that. And that's exactly why I need Jesus Christ. Because he's the only one who can forgive me and set me right before God. He's the only one who can cleanse me. And that's when I realized that our faith stretches so much deeper than just going to church. Of course, we have to do that. But it's in the small things that we honor God as well. The everyday things that we do in life. Our music, movies, how we treat other people, the intention with which we treat other people. Which those around you may not necessarily know, but God knows with what intention you are doing something. And then I remember that my mom always told me that if Jesus were to come right now, would you still be doing what you are doing now?
Whoever's faithful in small matters can be trusted in large matters. Thank you very much, Rihanna. Toby.
Good evening.
You've been involved in the course before. You've been involved in missions this year. And you're back. Always good when a person comes back.
Yes, thank you. It's a privilege to be on the course once again, as well as being able to communicate to the listeners. Wow. Where will I begin? Since starting the Biblical Worldview Summit on the 4th of January this year, it has been a massive learning curve for me as well. The following weeks have been jam-packed with exciting adventures, and this camp, which is the first section of the Great Commission course, consists of 5 days full of intense focus on how we should live and view our lives in the light of God's Word. A typical day would start with 30 minutes of physical exercise, and we would basically train our bodies and discipline it to be fit and healthy as a temple of the Holy Spirit. After personal quiet times, we would have devotions together, and then we would dig into a scrumptious breakfast. I must say, they did have very nice food. The day then gets into a full swing with dynamic lectures all the way from the right and duty of self-defense to how to survive and thrive in college. Then after a delicious lunch, we would take part in survival and self-defense skills, outreaches, sports, swimming, as well as team building activities. Towards the end of the day, we would have upbuilding conversations around the supper table, which is followed by Bible drill, just a minute, and worship. The evenings then usually wrapped up with hot chocolate, a night hike, prayer groups, campfires, and films, which included God's Not Dead number 3. The second phase of the Great Commission course is much more intense, informative, and yet fun. Being sleep deprived, we have to stay focused not only during lectures, but also in real-life Bible smuggling operations, staging the forests during the night. During this course, we learn and are encouraged to share the gospel with Muslims, animists, as well as gangsters. But guess what? This is exactly the same gospel that each one of us needs. Romans 3 verse 23 and 24 says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and are justified by His grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." Not only do we have outreaches to Mary Stopes Abortuary, Waterfront, Old Age Home, and suburbs of Cape Town, but we also engage in nice experience and activities such as dragon boating, going to the shooting range, having an eagle and cheetah encounter, and also a tour of the Castle of Good Hope. One of the practical lessons I have learned during this course is how to redeem the time. There is only so much time in a day, and this drives me to prioritize my activities and cut out time wasters. All in all, I would say this course is the best preparation in glorifying God through fulfilling the Great Commission.
Well, the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing, and Christ's last commands our first concern. Thank you so much, Toby. Well, Marty Rousseau, all the way from Pretoria, good to have you here. What has the Lord put in your heart for us?
Ek gaan net 'n stukkie uit die Bybel lees en dan iets daaroor sê. Wat ek lees vanuit Markus 6 vers 45 tot 51. En dadelijk het hy sy disciples gedwing om in die skei te gaan en vooruit te vaar na die oorkant na Bethsaida, onderwyl hy die skare sy weg stuur. En nadat hy van hulle afskeid geneem het, het hy na die berg gegaan om te bid. En toe dit aand geword het, was die skei in die middel van die see en hy alleen op die land. En hy het gesien dat hulle swaar kry met die roei, want die wind was teen hulle. En omdat die vier nagwaak, en omtrent die vierde nagwaak het hy na hulle gekom, al wandelende op die see, en hy wou by hulle verby gaan. En toe hulle hom op die see sien loop, het hulle gemeen dat dit 'n spook was en hard uitgeskreeu, want hulle het hom allemaal gesien en was ontstel. Toe spreek hy dadelijk met hulle en sê vir hulle, hou goeie moed, dit is ek, moenie vrees nie. En hy het by hulle in die skuit geklim en die wind het gaan lê, en hulle was by hulle self uitermate verbaas en verwonderd. Net soos Jesus sy disciples in 'n moeilike situasie dwing hy ons ook in 'n moeilike situasie. Hy het geweet dat daar 'n storm op die see sou kom, en hy het sy disciples in daardie situasie ingedwing. En die hoofrede hoekom hy dit gedoen het is om sy heerlikheid aan hulle te bewys, om hulle aan hulle te bewys dat hy almagtig is om op die see te loop en om die storm stil te maak. So, as ons in moeilike omstandighede kom, dan ons weet dat God ons ook daarin gesit het, en hy doen dit ook vir 'n rede, en dan moet ons in daardie situasie leef tot eer van God, en hy sal ons ook daarin help, want hy het 'n rede hoekom hy ons daarin sit. Okay.
Baie dankie. Dylan Kutsier, good having you on the course. What would you like to
communicate? I would just like to share my testimony. I was born to a Catholic father and a Christian mother. And from the beginning, when I was about 10 or 12, I always wanted to be a Catholic priest. It was my father, he did it, so I had to do it also. And then my father, in 2007, he died from a heart attack. And I was really discouraged by it, and why did God do it? But I knew he was in purgatory. And then 2009, my mother got arrested for corruption. She went to Portsmouth prison. And then she was released on bail. And then she was under house arrest by my granny's place. That's where I was living at that time. And then she escaped in the night to go. She met up with one people. And then she went to Zimbabwe, and the last time I saw my mother was in 2009, March, on a Tuesday morning. That's the last time I saw my mother. And when I went to high school, I didn't like the school, hated school all my life. I thought school was just for movies and for people that didn't want to learn anything, so that's why they went there. And you know, I was met around people, I did drugs, and was okay with that. And then in the beginning of 2017, my uncle was always telling me, come to church, and I always put it off. I always had excuse. always had an excuse. And this went on for 4 months. And then in April, Good Friday, I went to church for the first time in over 12 years, to a Christian church. And then that Sunday, the Resurrection Sunday, I gave my life to Jesus Christ. And I'm really glad that I gave my heart to him. And I know purgatory, nowhere in the Bible says purgatory in the Bible. So my father went to hell, I guess, if he didn't repent of his sins. And I'm really glad I joined the BWS and the GCC. I learned so much from just those 3 weeks. And just thank you for having me here.
So you've been converted less than a year.
Yes.
And during this time, you've found peace?
Yes, I've found peace.
Well, may God continue to give you strength in your adventure ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you. Fifi, you come from Umkomaas, KwaZulu-Natal.
Yes.
Welcome to the Great Commission Course.
Thank you. So today I'll be sharing my testimony. I was born in 1994 in KZN. When I was just 6 years old, my mom passed away with 8, leaving me and my 3 sisters. I didn't know my father, so we had no choice but to move in with my grandmother. We had no idea who Jesus was, but I would see my mom going to church sometimes. But they didn't believe in Jesus Christ. It was Jesus plus something, which were ancestors. Moving in with my grandmother, things got worse, but God was at work. Romans 5 says, God showed his love while we were still sinners. Christ died for us. My mother's younger brother was sexually abusing us constantly, and my grandmother would tell us if we tell anyone, she would chase us away. As we didn't have anyone, we kept quiet about that. But then I developed bitterness. Before my mother passed away, she was working for the family Knox. They found out about my mother, so they decided to adopt us, me and my younger siblings. God called them to South Africa to be missionaries, so they started visiting us in the village. You know, they noticed our state. When they met us, we were covered in sores from being abused and the lack of food. In 2007, my uncle died from the car accident. Since I hated him, I was happy, but that made my grandmother hate us even more. The couple that adopted us, me and my younger sister, moved in with us and they built the house with us, but it was very dangerous to stay with her, so they just took us in. I didn't want anything to do with Jesus. I saw myself as a victim. I felt that he was the one who was supposed to apologize. But 1 Corinthians 1:18 says, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. It took me 2 years to understand the gospel. To make things short, in 2009, it was Christmas Eve. That day, I saw how sinful I was, how much I needed to turn away from my sin and repent. Ephesians 1:7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. As my father shed my new dead, the birth and the death of Jesus Christ, I came to understand the cleansing and the amazing power of Jesus Christ. And now I'm a missionary working alongside my parents. I now tell the people in my village about the love and the hope that is found in Jesus Christ. And I'm really thankful for the opportunity to be here in BBC.
Thank you so much, Fifi. Well, we're blessed not to be a blessing. We saved to serve. Yeah. And there's no greater privilege than after having our own chains broken off to go forth and proclaim the gospel to others.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Andre, good to have you on the program. And Andre, Jonathan Saunders from Paul, welcome.
Thanks, sir. Good to be here. It's quite a blessing to be on the course. I just want to start with a passage in Proverbs 3, verse 3. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on a tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not in your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Throughout the years, I had two brothers. After my parents got divorced, my brothers split into both directions, into different towns, and that left us a broken family in a way. So my one brother went into drugs, and my older brother went into Christianity. I'm so grateful for, and so I drifted in between, still am in a way, because they are my brothers. Until to die I need to look up to them and guide them. That's one of the reasons why I'm in this course, and one of the reasons why I'm going after this course, I'm going to just be there for them, and I'm just really glad to be in this course, and
getting direction for the future.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Andre. Well, Razan, Yonk, welcome. What have you got for our listeners tonight?
So die rede hoekom ek op die kursus gekom het, is omdat ek 'n vrees het vir iets wat Jesus gesê het, en het was om, hy het gesê, moenie jouself mislei nie, my liewe broers, en ek en my pa is al in 'n manier lank op 'n journey, as ek nou my taal kan meen, om soveel uit te vind, om uit te vind waar ons mislei is in die wêreld, want duidelik is dit 'n groot probleem in die wêreld, en so ek is verskriklik geseend om so 'n pa te hê wat my kon uitwys op leuns wat in die wêreld verkondig was. Maar een van die belangrikste goed wat hy vir my geleer het, was om nooit op te hou bevraagteken nie, want sodra mens ophou bevraagteken, hou mens op soek na antwoorde, en gevolglik hou mens op om nuwe goed te leer en te groei as 'n Christen. So in 'n manier is dit hoekom ek besluit het om die BWS kursus te doen, en dit gelyk dat ek onverwags na die GCC ook doen, waarvoor ek verskriklik dankbaar is. Maar ek het 'n versie wat ek wil deel, wat op my hart is, en dit is Matteus 7 vers 7 tot 8, en ek gaan dit in Engels lees, wat my baie aandryf in die lewe om meer te leer. En dit is: keep on asking and it will be given to you. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who keeps on asking receives, and he who keeps on seeking finds. And to him who keeps on knocking, the door will be opened. En iets wat ek baie graag wil beklemtoon is die woorde keep on, want dit beklemtoon dat ons nooit moet ophou met die bevraagtekening en om vir God te vra vir antwoorde en leiding nie. So ja, ons moet nooit ophou groei nie.
Keep on keeping on.
Ja.
Do not give up. Persevere to the very end. Well, we are out of time. We've got other members of the GC which we'll interview in our program for next week. The Great Commission course about putting feet to our faith, about applying the Lordship of Christ to all areas of life, making sure that we give the highest priority to keeping the Lord's last command our first concern, making Christ's Great Commission our supreme ambition. If you're interested in more details, go onto the frontlinemissionsa.org website, and you can also see more details if you're on social media on the Great Commission Camp and Course Facebook page. There's a whole lot of pictures, some of the details and testimonies of what's been going on will be uploaded there in future. So for tonight, God bless and good night.